The former Federal Finance Minister Lindsay Tanner has launched an attack on the idea of voting green as a protest against Labour's centrism. He told a forum in Melbourne that a vote for the Greens and their left-wing rhetoric delivered right-wing results. The forum on voting for independents and minor parties, is it suicidal or sensible, was left in no doubt about Mr. Tanner's views. He said the more seats like his own that Labour lost, the more Labour would change in the opposite direction. Mr. Tanner quit politics this year only to see his seat of Melbourne lost to the Greens' Adam Bandt. Alison Caldwell reports.
Lindsay Tanner quit politics the day Julia Gillard replaced Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister. At the federal election which followed, Labour lost his seat of Melbourne to the Greens candidate Adam Bandt. In 3 weeks, Victorians will cast their vote at the next state election. It's possible the Greens could take 4 inner city seats off of Labour and that a hung parliament could be the final outcome. The question posed at today's forum, organised by Victoria University, was voting for independents and minor parties. Suicidal or sensible? Lindsay Tanner began by conceding independents can have a role to play in politics.
I would concede that there are many occasions where votes for independents, minor parties, can actually play a useful role in the political system, sometimes as a safety valve, sometimes as a pressure point on the major parties in particular parts of the country to lift their game. That's just a reality of our system. But we should concede that in this debate there are no absolute rights or wrongs. There are a range of different imperatives, and it depends very much where you sit.
But Lindsay Tanner says because independents and minor parties zero in on a small percentage of the population, they never have to worry about compromising and taking responsibility.
What you get from the Greens is left-wing rhetoric and right-wing outcomes. Here's a couple of examples. Climate change. We would have a price on carbon in Australia now. It would be in place, in legislation now, except the Greens voted against the legislation, the carbon pollution reduction scheme, in the Senate because they said it wasn't good enough, not strong enough. The end result? We get nothing.
Taking the opposite view was Craig Ingram, the independent member for Gippsland East. The state seat had been held by the National Party for 80 years before Craig Ingram came along in 1999, and he's held it ever since. With two other independents, he handed government to the Labour Party under Steve Brax in 1999. He regularly compares notes with his federal counterparts, Tony Windsor and Rob Oakeshott, who he describes as friends. Not surprisingly, Craig Ingram doesn't have much to say about the two major parties and majority government.
The problem is that over the past 150 years of our state parliaments and 100 years of our Commonwealth parliaments, this basic principle of representative democracy has been seriously corrupted by a stifled and restrictive two-party system. This has evolved through increased control and management of the two major political parties and the media to remove real debate and dissent within the two major political parties. This evolution has made our parliaments vacuous and at times meaningless chambers where real politics and decisions that affect people's lives is no longer existent.
On the subject of hung parliaments, Craig Ingram had this to say.
In my view, hung parliaments actually deliver a good accountable government, more accountable than normal parliaments. They do result in good outcomes. Things like fixed 4 years of parliament really come about in most of our state parliaments because of minority governments or independents.
Lindsay Tanner sees the rise of independents and Greens as a trend which has come about due to the fragmentation of politics, and he warns that by forcing progressives out of Labour in favour of the Greens, voters are changing Labour.
The more that Labour loses seats like mine, the more Labour will change. And if voices like mine, like Tanya Plibersek's, like some of the people like Richard Wynne in the state parliament, are taken out of the Labour caucus, then advocates for progressive change being taken out of Labour will change Labour.
Former Finance Minister Lindsay Tanner ending Alison Caldwell's report. And once again, an apology for the quality of the audio.